Sorry about that. I'll take you through a few slides, and as Nick pointed out, the working documents are there posted on our website. And okay, here is the working group members. Quickly, most of them are here. Nick also briefly explained how we actually assembled the group. We were supposed to deliver, you know, this outline in 3 months' time. And we needed people that mostly kind of volunteers and then donate their time to this. And I'm happy with this group who really, you know, was committed, especially during our retreat in Mauritius. So right away, I'm not going also to dwell into details on how we managed to really do the work, but one interesting thing that I noticed is that we sent out a few questionnaires. The idea was to actually see what are the expectations there on the ground. So from the questionnaire received, we did some SWOT analysis, and it was quite interesting to also see that whether it was civil society, private sector, or a kind of government, you know, the expectations were quite different, actually. So we end up with 3 different, you know, SWOTs. But we managed also to kind of find out, you know, kind of synergy in all of this, and then we have this sort of recommendation that are there. One interesting thing that everybody was saying is that, well, Africa needed a kind of special treatment for different reasons, actually. Of course, the industry is not there. The last round of new GTLD also proved that, well, there's still some job to be done in Africa to actually communicate this to people so that they also see that there is certainly some business to do in this field. Africa should be a special place. The other thing that we noticed is that people were saying that, well, ICANN is not that known in Africa. And also in terms of participation, you know, Africans were thinking that, well, they are not really participating in terms of, you know, efficiency and whatever they could bring, you know, to the table as well. And there were suggestions, you know, of sort of ideas and the thing that we should actually work on so that we better the situation. The SWOT are available, actually, and on the website, and you can also go through them. But the key word here is that the SWOT really informed our thinking. The retreat in Mauritius also help us. We produce facts about Africa. Of course, I don't have time to really get on that, but the facts that we did have on Africa, the statistics are quite there and quite comprehensive, I would say, and really show that, well, in fact, Africa is a land of opportunity, actually, that so many things, you know, are there to be done. Marine cables, you know, are being let down, and this is second now in the world in terms of, you know, consuming the GSM. And then we also know that the next African million of Africans will get into that internet, you know, through the cellular phone. So there is something to be done there. So we were quite clear about that one. So what was our approach? I think the approach was to align ourselves, in fact, with the 4 focus area of ICANN strategy itself, especially the strategy for 2012 and 2015, and also to actually emphasize the internationalization of ICANN and see how, you know, the African stakeholder could fit in that in terms of, you know, engagement and to foster global partnership and also the industry in Africa. I pass all the detail because what's going to matter is also the type of interactivity we are going to have through question and right. Given, you know, this the 2 sort of prerequisites that I mentioned, we end up, you know, highlighting a few strategic objectives that work plan for Africa or a strategy plan for Africa should have. And this is what I'm trying to explore to you here. I'm not going to list all of them, but you will see some of them have been highlighted in green color, and then that's thing that people, you know, expect us to achieve, you know, as soon as possible. Also, these strategic objectives, like I said, follow the four focus area of the ICANN strategy itself. But you should bear in mind that actually we also added a fifth dimension, okay, which is kind of what we might call the developmental, you know, dimension of the whole thing. So when you read through this, this sort of developmental perspective is going to be all over the slides. So maybe what I will just do now is maybe briefly point out some of the strategy objectives to you. For instance, when it comes to DNA stability and security, one of the strategic objectives that most people think that we should be having is to enhance cooperation with CERT for better handling of DNS-related incidents. Obviously, there was the idea of, you know, this security issue that we need to tackle, especially in Africa. So we believe that setting up, you know, CERT, you know, in different countries and region will be the best way of doing this. When it comes to competition or consumer trust and consumer choice, for instance, one of the things we are suggesting is to build business environment that favor customer trust and choice. Okay. And that goes through technology solution, you know, legal and regulation framework, you know, to be in place. Now, for the IANA cooperation, for instance, we believe that regionalization of IANA operation in Africa should also be a best, you know, thing to retain. Now, to the healthy governance ecosystem, we believe that we certainly need to continue promoting the multi-stakeholder model and platform in Africa, government, civil society, and private sector level to enrich participation in African, in ICANN constituencies. Outreach program that will create, you know, more internationalizations. And also, most people insist that we should ensure a physical presence in Africa to conduct outreach to reflect ICANN's global image. Like I said, I'm not going to go through all of them, but definitely we can go back and visit them if there is any question on them. I just want to retain one or two and then move forward. Well, in terms of the competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice, again, people like to have, you know, African entrepreneurship program on the DNS, you know, area to be built. Promote strategic partnership between global and local entrepreneurs in the DNS industry. And on a healthy governance ecosystem, then again, ensure ongoing commitment of ICANN and constituency to act in Africa's public interest. And these things keep on coming, you know, public interest. Of course, those strategic objectives, you know, have then been translated into a few sort of projects, and that will inform the action plan for the 3 years, you know, that to come. So now going to the strategic projects. They also, we have plenty of them, but I'm going also to highlight a few of them. One specific project is about setting up business development incubators for the DNS business in Africa. So you'll be hearing this coming, you know, business in Africa, business in Africa, because we really believe that this is something which is missing here. Healthy governance ecosystem, suggesting an ICANN academy to help in capacity building and human resource development in Africa, which that was quite a very strong, you know, sort of suggestion of people, especially on the comments, because we did receive, you know, different comments and contribution from the community. To those different projects, we also assigned what I would say, we went through some sort of key measures that will help us, you know, measure the impact of all of this. And let me try to go to the projects again and the key measures. Key measures, for instance, in Africa would be, for instance, the domain name indicators. If you want to set up this sort of industry in Africa, you really need to know exactly what is happening there. Something like a domain name observatory, for instance, is quite needed there. Security indicators, for instance, from Africa. A foundation for DNS, industry in Africa. But these are, good ideas that have been earned. So how do you measure those things? Well, it's by setting up, those things, the indicators. And then I'll move ahead. One key measure also would be an African sort of leader, a war. So a number of them that we give. Number of startup companies are being in the incubators. The increased copy of the root server, we do have a few. Possibly you can also do more. On the healthy governance ecosystem, visibility of ICANN at Africa Forum communication in French, and most people insist that it has to be also in different other languages, such as French, and I think we cater for that. Well, then, what are we suggesting if you go through all of these in terms of a critical list that could go into what you might call the first year of operation? Because in our term of reference, we're supposed to actually split, whatever activities that are there into different years, 3 years' time. So the first one are those first critical lists, so those we are having here. Set up a program for embracing cooperation with internet, we call them internet star in Africa. We call them, in fact, Afri stars, meaning AfriNIC, AfNOG, whatever the organization in IGF. So kind of build sort of enhanced cooperation with them. We want to promote regional events for multi-stakeholder engagement, which is necessary, especially in Africa, where government, civil society, and business components are not really playing, together. We would like to be producing targeted documents in appropriate languages regarding ICANN operation. Capacity building is key. Establishing ICANN operation in Africa within the CISCAM IMAF. Also, a kind of innovative suggestion was to have a sort of ICANN ambassador program to promote global ICANN values. So we might be having regional ambassadors in Africa, and also the leadership development program in multi-stakeholder internet governance. Now, this is for the year one, and for the rest of the projects, are going to be actually range into those year two and year three. And in terms of resources that is needed, some work is going to be done also along those to actually define what budget we deserve. Now, in terms of roles and responsibility, we really feel that it's a joint work, is to be done jointly by Africans and ICANN throughout implementation. Definitely, we do recognize that while ICANN is not a development agency, it is strategic for it to partner with others to develop ICANN's constituent industries. We also believe that while Africa can benefit from support, it must invest in its businesses and partners. And as most of you certainly will be reading in the press, if there is any part of the world where the GDP is supposed to be growing, I think it's Africa, which means that something needs to be done. So that's why we say it's a land of opportunity, but opportunity that really needs to be actually helped. What am I concluding remarks on this? On this exercise that we actually did, I would say that it was quite timely to actually think of designing, such a strategy for Africa. As we said, Africa deserves special attention to be fully integrated in the internet business and industry. We also believe that ICANN in so doing will be assisting in transforming genuine capacity into real development in opportunities. In fact, we also learn how to better engage with the community. When we started, 3 months ago, where community wanted, most of them wanted to spend time in knowing who is going to be on the working group, while we were thinking that we needed to deliver. So how do you engage, with the community is quite important. We also believe that the exercise should form part of ICANN's regular delivery. And our principal recommendation, I think one of the first, which is the principal one, is the we recommend that this draft outline of the strategic plan should be further turned into a fully fledged strategy. Of course, after necessary consultation are conducted within African community and ICANN constituencies. We also recommend that we should integrate the this sort of activity into the ICANN annual corporate planning process. And also, we believe that we should reform the membership of the Africa Strategic Working Group to be better aligned with ICANN constituency and SO ASC organizations. These are our recommendations, and I'd really like to thank you for your attention and stand ready for a question. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pierre. In the interest of time, since I am well aware that some of the board members would like to move on to some other activity, I'd like to seek comments from five of them. So I'll start by inviting Ray, if you can say a few comments.
Thank you, Dee. Don't have a lot to add in terms of description of the work we did. I do want to note that what you're seeing is a result of a strategic planning process that actually took a very intense effort over 2 days to produce this. But the most important thing that I think needs to be taken away from this is that it's integrated into the ICANN strategic plan. It's not a special plan for Africa. It has the objectives that will make the internet grow and ICANN succeed in Africa are part of now the ICANN strategic plan. When you look at the documents, you will see that there is the ICANN strategic objective, but then if you keep on looking, you will see that inside that ICANN strategic objective, there are now strategic objectives for Africa that relate directly to that. And then you will see the projects and the focus. And the most important thing is the key measures. In other words, how do we know that we are succeeding? What you don't see here in the large amount of work that has to be done is the work on identifying resource requirements and staff actions and all the rest of those things. So there's a lot more work to be done. I will say this from a personal perspective. I was very honored to work with you, and but the door is always open for me to continue to work with you. And I enjoyed being with you. We also had some good times as well at dinners and so forth. But I will assure you that we will continue to work very hard. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. I'd like to invite George Sadowski to share a few comments.
Thank you, Nee. I'm not going to comment on the strategy. You can all read that, and if there are lots of pieces of it that are interesting to look at. I'm going to take a little bit broader view and say that to me, this meeting is symbolic of something, and it's evidence of a real shift, a transition in ICANN and its view of the world. One of the problems that's affected ICANN in the past is that we tend to be more inward-looking than perhaps we should have been, and this meeting, the initiative by you as a group, and ICANN's willingness to support it indicates that we are looking more outwardly. And I think it's much to the good. And I'd like to focus on the word community to illustrate this. We often talk about the ICANN community. Let's put this to the community. How does the community feel about this? It's the community's job to develop something, et cetera, et cetera. And I think this is a very slippery word, but it's indicative of how we view ICANN and the ICANN process. I can identify seven ICANN communities, and you can think of them potentially as a set of concentric circles of increasing radius and including more people. There are the people who always line up at the microphone and comment on the web. That's a very small community when we know exactly who they are. Then there's the VACs, the SOs, and the ALACs, the governing bodies. The people who contribute to those governing bodies, in the case of the ALAC, the 100 and some ALSs in the world. Then there's the whole domain name industry, thousands of people whom we depend to provide services, and they depend upon us to provide effective and intelligent quasi-regulation. Then there are all the ICANN meeting attendees that have ever come to ICANN. And then there are all registrants. Now we're getting up into the millions. And finally, there are all users of the DNS. There are the current ones, and they're the ones that are going to be coming on board. And now we're up to 5 to 6 billion people. These are very different communities. And the notion that I think that the important thing that this particular activity illustrates is that we are expanding our sense of community to including most of the people of the world, and that this is the community that ICANN is increasingly aware that it's the real long-run community of ICANN, and we're starting to pay significant attention to it. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Gonzalo?
Thank you very much, Gonzalo Navarro, Chairman of the BGRC, World Global Relationship Committee. Well, what a nice birthday present for our chairman. He expressed that his satisfaction. I think that this is an historical day, and this is a first step in better days coming, not just for the African community, but our community. I was in Prague when Fadi was presenting this idea of having a special strategy for the African region. And I remember his eyes, you know, he was so passionate and really truly believing every word that we were hearing during the last hour. Africa now is going to be leading ICANN in so many regards. So this is a first step. Let's use it in a really positive way, and I'm sure that we will. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sebastian, if you can share some few words.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. We are in an area where we speak several languages, and we have interpreters, so I'm going to speak in French, if I may, Mr. President. Très bien. Thank you very much. What I think, what you did, is just like when AFRALO started to have specific events during the General Assembly, the General AFRALO Assembly, and all the other regions followed. You opened, you led the way, you opened doors for ICANNs to work at the regional level before going to the worldwide level, the global level. So what you did, the other regions will have to do it as well. Maybe we have those five strategic plans, and with five strategic plans, maybe we'll be able to have one strategic plan for ICANN, thanks to you. Thank you for your work, thank you for your engagement, for your commitment, and good luck. Thank you very much.
I'd like to also invite Mike Silva to say a few words.
Thank you, Lee. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to comment on what's been presented so far, and having followed me onto the board as an African representative, it's even more of a pleasure. What I can say is I think the approach that you've taken is so spot on. What we don't need is a special plan for Africa. Africa is special in so many respects. But what we're doing is we're following the key objectives of ICANN. If we need special treatment, then we'll do it in our own special way. What we're doing here is following the key focus areas of ICANN and then looking at specific projects and specific implementation, where as Africans we can add more, but also we can put up our hands and say include us in some of these areas, because for various reasons, historical and otherwise, lack of skills, lack of infrastructure, to some extent the lack of interaction with the technologies, we've fallen a little bit behind. Let's come up to speed and, as Sebastian was saying, let's actually bypass that. And there are other regions who can learn from that to say, well, let's put this focus. So I'm incredibly positive, because this truly looks like an African strategy for ICANN rather than an ICANN strategy for Africa. How does Africa best leverage the expertise, the network, the facilities that ICANN offers in order to expand its growth? And then in return, Africa will be giving back to ICANN. And this, to me, is the right model. And congratulations for this team for spotting it, for putting it together. And the thing that I'm most excited about, there's been a little bit of muttering within some portions of our community that the committee wasn't inclusive enough, that it wasn't big enough, it wasn't small enough. I'm not even sure where the criticism came. But I'm really positive to hear that this is seen as a work in progress. This is a longer, larger, more inclusive project. And what this committee has done is set the path and now is inviting other people to walk along, to contribute, to take over, to take some of the burden off your shoulders and to actually advance this. So those people who are still passionate and feel they've been left out, well, they're invited to come in and join. The CEO made a slight factual error when he referred to the fact that he met with all of the African participants in Prague. Fortunately, the room wasn't that full, or nearly as full as this room is, to suggest that he had all of the African participants there. But it's really pleasing to me to see a room this full, largely, primarily with African participants, and to see how many of us there are over here, to see the other people who are really interested, which is also fantastic. But I'm hoping that this is something that we can grow on as well, is that together as Africans, we get together once in an ICANN meeting to move this forward, to see what progress, whether it's a working group or specific work groups that continue hereafter, what progress has been made, reporting back internally, so we can take it to the rest of the community. So well done to all of you. My real congratulations.
Thank you very much. And Sharon Shalabi.
For those of you who don't know, Shireen also comes from Africa. So,
indeed, I do come from Egypt, and as a lot of you know, I had the new GTLD committee. So while this effort was going on in the summer, I was doing a lot of other things, trying to get the new GTLD program on track and forward. And I'm going to make a comment about that related to Africa as well. But when I came to this room, did not know what to expect. I thought I'm going to hear and see a few slides with a few generic things. And I was blown off by seeing an integrated approach to the ICANN overall strategy. I don't know who thought about that, how you came about to do this, but that's genius in my view. And as everybody said, it would have been totally wrong to have a separate strategy for Africa. So the fact that you guys got it absolutely 100% right, you have my congratulations and my admiration, and the admiration to everybody who worked on this strategy. Now, I want to turn to new GTLDs because this is important in terms of outreach. As you know, there's going to be a second round. We don't know exactly when this is going to be. And one thing probably didn't do very well in the first round was an outreach and an awareness into Africa and getting this program really deep into Africa. And I hope that we can integrate that as part of the strategy for the next round and that we specifically focus on the outreach and education. And we will see in the next round far more applications coming from Africa, making it to the top level. So once again, congratulations to all of you and a superb job. Well done.
Thank you very much. I think I promised the board members we'll be at this point by four, and I think we've done that. So you can stay as long as you want, but if you need to move on, you are welcome. And we really thank you very much for having supported us, and the comments you've made are very encouraging to us. So we'll carry on, and we'll come back to you with something better in the future. Thank you very much. I think we'd like to take a few comments from other members of other panelists. Palesa.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd just like to say that I feel privileged to have been part of the team that worked on the strategy, and also to say that this was a passionate group that wanted to see Africa being pushed forward to actually be to have a level playing field with other countries. And also to say, for me, you know, there's an issue about government's participation within the ICANN community or within the GAG. I think now we have a document that we can actually take to our governments and say that, you know, we now have a strategy for Africa. And I think that will be, you know, a motivation enough for them to actually start participating within ICANN. And also to say that, you know, as Africa, I think it's very important also to take the issue of research and development to heart, and also capacity building and skills development, because for us to actually, you know, be part of the global internet community or the global world as is, we really need to ensure that we those are the places that we look to and ensure that we have the capacity and the capabilities to actually do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mohamed Diop.
Thank you, Chairman, and I just take the opportunity to not to rehash what everything have already said, because we don't need to thank ourselves for what we are doing since we have been involved in the ICANN process. I see myself as a self-appointed ambassador for my continent. I do not ask anybody to appoint me for that. And when it comes to be part of any initiative that loud our voice as African, I would not ask people to ask me to join. And I think that it's a common sharing feeling. I see here many people who for over 15 years, they are just devoting their self, themselves and their energy and time just to make our continent and our country more visible. So this is an opportunity for both ICANN and us. An opportunity for ICANN because it's an organization we trust, we believe in it, we join it, and we deliver a lot of our energy and our hope that what we are doing will be for the benefit of the whole community. And it's also an opportunity for us because everybody is asking for more participation and involvement from Africa, and this is truly an opportunity for us to say, this is our concern. Can we have our own agenda? Because we don't need to follow other people necessarily on their own agenda. We got our own issue, and we need to take care of this. And it's really a matching between two feelings, two needs, and two opportunity, and I think that it's the right timing. Nothing was perfect, and I just want to be very humble. We lost in the past very many contributors who think to put something in it, but it's not a unique way of doing this. It's an open pass. we go past the line, so we need to do a lot of things behind. As Ray have stated and many others, there's a lot of things to do. This is just a startup, so let's join and make it in a very positively manner. Nothing was perfect, but we will improve it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mohamed. Maimouna, some comments?
Thank you, Chair. I'm very delighted to be at this session. And I just want to recall that we start this communication between ICANN and Africa really in Dakar meeting, where we organize a high-level meeting with all the ministry in charge of ICT in Africa. And we produce African agenda for ICANN. And we had a discussion with the board. And I really want to keep this opportunity to thank Steve Crocker for his support of the African agenda. And I think that we start in Prague a new process with FADI, with a positive approach in perspective. And I think we spent last 3 months on working on this initial plan. It is an initial one, and I think it's important to raise this point. It is not the final plan, it is the initial plan, and we will work on it for next months to have a final one, which will be available, I think, in November and December. And I really call all the African community to participate on building this plan and very really implement it for the interests of the continent. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And lastly, I'd like to invite Tijani.
Thank you, Ni. Good afternoon. I will speak in French just to prove that the diversity in ICANN is effective.
I am an engineer, and this is my trade. I'm a vice president of AFRALO and a member of ALAC, and I did participate in the work of this working committee for strategy for Africa. This group is very diverse, and my points of view were expressed and taken into account. The points of view were expressed as a civil society activist and an end user of the internet. Mine were taken into account. The government's points of view were expressed and taken into account. The civil society, the companies were also heard. All those points of view were expressed. Some members did work quite a lot, and I would like to applaud Ni and Pierre for their enormous amount of work that they did provide to our group. I think that this initiative does represent a new evolution in the way we work. And I think that its impact is going to be strong and visible for the involvement of Africans in the ICANN process and policy development, PDP. We still have a lot of work to do, and we need all our strength and will to be able to achieve our goals. Thank you very much.
I think we've now entered the next important phase, and that's the phase in which we really want to hear from you. So anyone who wants to tell us anything, you are welcome to the mics. If I don't see you going to the mic, I may invite you. Yes, Alan.
Thank you. most of what I would have said was already being covered by the four board members that NI allowed to speak. although I would like to highlight what I think is the brilliance of the incorporation in the ICANN strategic plan. Again, I don't know who thought of it, but it was good. I wish I could take credit for some of this work, either approving it, working with you, or whatever. I can't, but I want to applaud what you've done. It's way overdue, and it's going to be delightful to watch it unfurl. Thank you.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, ALAC Chair. I've seen the developments in the African community and all the work that has been done both prior to this whole initiative, but also during this initiative since one of our members is on the committee. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's incredible. I'm so thrilled about what is going on. And CEO Fadi Shahad earlier said that this continent is pioneering, and I think that it really is the case. And so on behalf of the at-large community, I would like to say thank you.
Thank you very much. Edmund.
I'm Edmund Katiti from the NEPAD Agency. And on behalf of my colleagues from the African Union, I would like to thank the team for the very excellent work that they have done, as we have heard from all the speakers going before. I would like to assure the team and the community that the African Union is ready and willing to support this effort in the polishing up the plan and in its implementation. Quite often, it is thought that being an intergovernmental organization, the African Union organs like the Commission and the NEPAD Agency work for governments. But in reality, if you look at our mandates, our job is to work with all stakeholders who have got projects to implement. So we will be very pleased and very keen to work with the internet community in whatever stakeholder form to implement programs like this.
Thank you very much.
Colette Reichert, thank you very much, NI and crew, for a wonderful strategic plan. I want to note that some of the folks who have been there earlier had a chance to make a lot of mistakes, and you have a wonderful opportunity to make sure that you won't make those same mistakes. We hope that you have and create in Africa the best instantiation of an internet system of cooperation, of governance, and of the ability to make the internet make the most for your people, because you will have had a chance to learn from the rest of us what we've done right, what we've done wrong, and to be a shining example of what it means to do it right.
Thank you very much. Marilyn?
Thank you, NI. My name is Marilyn Cade. I chair the business constituency at ICANN. I see many, many longtime friends and colleagues in this room that I have known who have been working in this space for a very long time, and it is indeed a very exciting time. But what I'd like to do, and I am speaking on behalf of Wada Saganga, who from the Computer Society of Kenya, who is a very active member in the business constituency and intended to make our comments here today but got delayed due to a visa and flight problem. He will be here later. We have long had a dream of our own of enhancing the business activities and presence in Africa and to strengthening how business users in Africa are interacting in all ways. So I do hope there'll be an event in Mozambique from a new association that has also just joined the business constituency, AFICTA, a representative of the board is here with us this week, and we'll be hoping to have you come and be with them. It happens to be the week of the Wicket, the ITU Wicket, and I will be in Dubai, but I'm hoping that someone can come and participate there. And I hope that you, when Wado is here and Jimson Olufuya here, I hope that we can talk more about how the business constituency at ICANN can also be your partner.
Thank you very much. That's just what we want.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Alioune Traoré.
My name is Alioune Traoré from Mali, and I'm going to speak in French, and I'm very happy for this initiative which is going to be implemented, this new structure that is going to enable Africans to speak together, to speak with the same voice, to express themselves, express their concerns as well regarding internet, regarding the development of internet in Africa, the use of internet in Africa. I did participate in many meetings of ICANN, but I do believe that this is one of the best initiatives that I've seen. And this is a visionary initiative for Africa. And I would like to congratulate this group for its work. And as an African, I am going to answer the questionnaire, the interactive questionnaire. We do translate, but we do not have enough reactions for our people and our constituents. This is very important for everybody, all of us here, to be very active and express themselves and use the questionnaires on the internet so that all your points of view be taken care of and taken into account. Thank you.
I'm reading questions coming from remote participants. One question by Gustav Eriksson. What will be the approximate headcount for the ICANN Nairobi office? What will be the approximate headcount for the ICANN Nairobi office?
I will take that, because nobody said that there will be an ICANN office in Nairobi. Nobody even yet said that there is an ICANN office in Africa. This we haven't committed yet. We were talking about programs. We are presenting a strategy. If during the implementation there is a need to establish a strategy and a physical presence, then definitely we can look into that. But I guess there might be a misunderstanding for Mr. Eriksson for the presentation, maybe because he's following us remotely. We haven't committed that there will be an African office to give headcount, and we haven't committed to Nairobi either.
there's another question by Nena Nwakanma, and the question is not to the group, it's to ICANN. What is next?
Yes, we will say this in the concluding in the concluding remarks. What's next and the roadmap for the next steps. But thank you for her inquiry, anyhow.
My name is Victor Ndona. I'm an ICANN fellow for this ICANN 45. I has been welcoming the initiative of setting a strategic plan for Africa on the mailing list, but I would like to take the opportunity here to say it and to congratulate the member of the working group for what they produce. I will continue by saying that the strategy plan is not just about what ICANN can do for Africa. It's also about what we Africans can do for ICANN. So, and we must take that in consideration and starting by putting more energy on what we can do to make ICANN helping us more effectively. I would like to, this morning, ICANN CEO was talking about more cooperation between ICANN and other internet organizations like ISOC. And in the strategy plan, it is mentioned about the ICANN Academy. I would like to suggest here because the ISOC has been running since, I think, 2 or 3 years, a program calling Internet Next Generation Leaders for training young person from developing country and developed countries to well understand the global landscape of the internet governance and then participate more efficiently. Many Africans have been taking part to that program. I will suggest the working group to see how they can use those persons who have been trained. And then because when you understand very well what an entity is doing, you can efficiently contribute. Sorry, I'm basically French speaking, but to be open, I prefer to express myself in English. So thank you. And
thank you very much.
Thank you, Nee. My name is Andrew Mack, and I think it's fair to say that I know many of the people in this room. For many, many years, there has been a tremendous silence when we come to things like the Open Forum, when we come to the ICANN meetings generally, when there's been a real lack of attention to an African agenda. And you all were very gracious to talk to the ICANN officials about their level of commitment and their level of cooperation. And I think that's great, but I think you really deserve a compliment yourselves for all the hard work. For years and years, there wasn't really an Africa agenda at ICANN. There wasn't really an active Africa voice at ICANN. I know because I was often one of the only people standing up at the microphone saying, hey, wait, there's the rest of the world that's not being served here. The proof is in the pudding. It's easy to come up with a plan. The implementation is always the hard part, right? And so I can only encourage everyone who is in this room, and there's so many more Africans in this room than there have ever been, I can only encourage everyone to hold ICANN accountable for the promises that have been made. And the best and the most important way to do that is to get up, stand up, speak up. There are many people who are, like myself, not originally from Africa, who will work very hard to support you. So good luck.
Thank you. I believe that the last three is it. Our time is running out, the last three, and then that's it. So please, go ahead.
Thank you. Yet another English native speaker. So my name is Rafik Tamak. I'm from Tunisia and the GNSO Council for the Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group. I want really to thank all the people who lead this effort in the Africa Strategy Working Group, acknowledging all the difficulties and the criticism they faced from the community itself. So this strategy should help to increase the representation of all stakeholder groups, and I want really to emphasize the non-commercial stakeholder group. So we are underrepresented from Africa community, and especially this stakeholder group. So we need more efforts to bring more people from Africa and for all the sub-region in Africa. So there is still work to be done. I think just we are in the beginning and hope we will continue and keeping doing this good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Another remote participant, Ibra Saila. Question is there any mailing list that could help people interested to be informed on this plan of Africa strategy?
Yes, thank you. I think we all agree that this was a great initiative, great work done. But I think as we are all here, it's also maybe time for us to take out or go leave this room with some question and how we can make this a reality, because the work is good, it's for ICANN. But how can we take out from this strategy and localize them? Because I fundamentally believe that we cannot impact ICANN and ICANN process if locally we do not do some aspect or some part of this. So one question, I don't know if we have time again, that I would probably like us to discuss how can we localize this? What can we do individually as each of us level to take this strategy and start building it at community level? Because participation to ICANN comes from community participation, community engagement, and also the economical impact of all of this. If we don't have strong industry, if we don't have people who can devote their time, devote their energy and resource to this, it won't succeed because ICANN is not going to fund everything. So if we have few time, that can be something useful as input to the strategy and the way forward. Thanks.
All right. I'd like to thank you all for the very useful comments. And in the interest of time, I'll hand over to Tarek to give some remarks.
Thank you very much, and I'm delighted to have all these comments from the floor. Indeed, I was happy definitely to see today that we are taking a new approach to Africa, an approach that is not only based on capacity building and awareness as in the past, but on business development, DNS business development, developing our industry in Africa, ensuring inclusion via business development. This is the new approach that we are taking. By this, we will find then players, African players in GNSO constituencies and more African players in the GAC and more African players in the ASO industry and the various ICANN constituency. It seems that there is a wide welcome to this approach. It will happen via entrepreneurship program, as Pierre has mentioned. This should be done by African startups, African local companies, startups. That should be supported by global players, hopefully that will help us in that. An incubator program definitely would help in this direction with awards, and an internet foundation would definitely help in this direction together with an ICANN Academy. All these are new ideas that to some extent we hear this for the first time within our African plans. But I have to say ICANN, as Fadi Shahadi has mentioned, our CEO, ICANN is committed to help, but we will not do this alone. We need the support of the various players in Africa. As such, we need the support of various development organizations to work with us. ISOC definitely has a great history in Africa via its chapters and via its outreach. We will be working together with them to implement this strategy as we used in the past. We look forward as well for the support of the various African organizations. African Union is definitely one of them, the African Development Bank, the World Bank, as well as many other players as well. IGF is our multi-stakeholder platform in Africa and outside Africa to reflect our ideas. We were glad to have several regional IGFs this year in Africa and sub-regional IGFs in South Africa, in North Africa, West Africa, and East Africa, and we'll continue also to propagate our message and ICANN values within the IGF platforms. I have seen today a wide welcome for the ideas that have been presented, so we are taking now this work and this initial plan from the work group. It is being handed over to ICANN. For the gentleman or the lady who was asking what's next, so we will continue to develop this work towards a final strategy document for ICANN in Africa that should be ready before the end of the year. Hopefully, during that period, we still welcome any input and any ideas further on from the community. We are open as ICANN, and we will develop this strategy in its final form. I will then present it to the board and to the CEO to make sure that the resources needed are committed to be implemented within the overall within the overall strategy plan of ICANN for the next 3 years. So I hope that we will have a follow-up session in Beijing. If you do agree, well, we will come to you with a detailed implementation plan, and we'll share with you the start of the implementation at that time after the finalization of the document. I would definitely seize this opportunity to thank all the present participants today for their input. I definitely thank the work group and the panelists. All of them are close friends and dear friends. Ni, Pierre, Paleza, Tijani, and Mohamed Dayob. Alice Munia, she's not with us today, but she has been part of that work in Mauritius and added to that work a lot. I know she's involved in the GAC as a vice chair of the GAC and could not leave the GAC. And many other players as well, Michael and many other, Barack and many other players as well. And I really stress again that we are still open to any ideas and any input until we finalize the final document towards the end of the year, towards the implementation. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. And we look forward to another session, hopefully in Beijing in April 2013, where we are then talking about an implementation plan that would have started by that time. Thank you very much.
Of course, I also thank you all, but most important, I thank Tarek for such a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.